Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, yeah, it's a beautiful Tuesday afternoon, but, you know, for November the 18th, I think it should be a little cooler than this. But you know what? We'll take this. It's not bad. Hey, I'm Scoot on the air. I'm glad you're with us on this Tuesday afternoon. Weekend is almost here, right? Today is a very special day in my life, November 18th. In fact, it was on this day that I was at East Jefferson Hospital with my wife, who was giving birth to our son, Sean. And it was just one incredible moment. And those of you who have children, you know what that's like. Those of you who are in a couple that's pregnant, you will know what that feels like. And you know, I talked to my son a lot when he was, you know, in the womb. Because, you know, we're told that kids can hear. And at least I think he knew the sound of my voice. And I will never forget this. Right after he was born, he was crying. And I started talking to him. And he stopped crying and he turned his head. And he looked at me with his eyes. And I just will always remember that moment. It was just a very, very special time. I've done a lot of things in my life. My son, Sean, is the best thing I have done. He is my hero. And I learn from him every time I'm around him. And having lived in other cities when he was growing up until he was 18, I mean, I was with him until, you know, for a certain period of time and then back when he was a preteen. But I did live apart from him. He saw me every month, every 6 weeks, sometimes spent summers with me and holidays with me as well. So we spent a lot of time. We talked every day. And I did the best I could to have a great relationship with him. And there were so many times that I felt like I was a bad dad because I wasn't always there. My work took me away. And it was hard. In fact, nobody, his mom, nobody will ever know how difficult that was over those years. And I always thought that, you know, at times that I wasn't a good dad. But a couple of years ago, when I realized who he had turned out to be, I realized that if me being a father to him, if the way I handle things and the way I handled our relationship, and if I taught him what I taught him, if all of that led to him being who he is today, then there were no mistakes. It was all for the best. And I realized when he became who I realized he was as a man, as a person, I realized that the things that I thought were mistakes could not possibly have been mistakes if this is who he turned out to be. So I am so proud of him and wish him a happy birthday. He's not listening. He doesn't listen to his dad. And, you know, his friends used to think I was cool because I was on the radio and, you know, sometimes we would do fun, extravagant things because of privileges that I had in the business. But he thought I was a total dork. And that's natural. You know, it's kind of healthy for your son not to think you're all that. So it was, It was great. I don't like that he's in Portland, but that's where his life is, and he moved there to be with me when he turned 18, and we didn't have to worry about anything except our decisions. And he moved there to be with me, and he is still there, has a great wife, has a great family, and I'm just so proud of him. Forgive me for doing this, but this is for me, I guess, because I know he's not listening, but there are people who know him who might be. And just to let you know that my son is not part of the show, but he is. The fact that I have a son is part of the show. The fact that I am a father is part of the show. And it means that I understand a lot of the feelings that many of you have as fathers. You know, I understand the ups and downs of that. And I understand also what it means to not be with your son on a daily basis. But I share this just to let you know that I know how you feel. I know the feelings that you have. But I am so proud of him. And today's his birthday. And it's a great day. It will always be a wonderful day. All right. So we have a lot to talk about this afternoon. New Orleans is not on the list of the top 10 cities for sports fans. We think we're great. Well, we are great. But I think it's only because we only have an NFL team and an NBA team. The cities that are listed as the cities that are the best cities for sports fans, you know, they also have hockey teams and baseball teams. So we'll talk a little bit about that. And sometimes, as good as we are, I think we could be better. And I think we can be a lot better, especially when it comes to the Pelicans. And after the firing of Coach Willie Green, will you be more likely to attend a Pelicans game? Well, we'll talk about that this afternoon. It appears as if Ole Miss coach Lane Kiffin is the front runner for the LSU coaching position. But I looked it up. Lane Kiffin has a contract with Ole Miss that goes through 2031. If he's got a contract through 2031, how does that work? I mean, are contracts basically meaningless? If you want to get out of a contract, you can get out of a contract, I guess. We're going to find out more about that when we talk to Doug Cinceri in the next few minutes. And he knows a lot about sports contracts. But how do you feel about Lane Kiffin being LSU's new coach? It looks like it's going to happen. And then John Summerall, who is the head coach of the Tulane Green Wave, it looks like Auburn and Ole Miss may be fighting over him. So he's going to move up. Now, I'm assuming that he's got a contract with Tulane. So how does all this work? We'll talk about that. Well, it appears as if about 300 ICE agents are heading for New Orleans. And this is going to happen over the next couple of weeks. Liz Merrill, the state attorney general, is all for it. She has made the announcement. And locally, law enforcement is ready for this. They're going to be searching for illegal immigrants here. Are you on board with this? Is that a good thing? Yeah, get them out of here, right? You're here illegally, get them out of here. I think the thing that bothers me is not that they remove illegal immigrants, but how they do it. And it seems like the administration is instructing ICE agents to do it in such a way that it brings about the most publicity. And I feel for the kids who may be taken out of a classroom in front of their peers. I mean, I don't know if that's something, if it's necessary for kids to go through that. But it's a big grandstanding position. Even the polling numbers for the president show him below sea level when it comes to immigration, when it comes to almost everything. It's not getting illegal immigrants out of this country, especially those who are criminals. But it's how they're doing it that bothers me. So we'll talk about that. In fact, the House is about to vote. I think the House is about to vote on the House is about to vote on the measure to release the Epstein file. So that's what's coming up there. But yeah, ICE is going to be heading here. So we'll talk about that this afternoon. And yeah, we'll talk more about the Epstein files. A big turnaround for the administration because they were doing all they could to try to prevent the release of the Epstein files. And now suddenly, the president wants the files released. Well, I posted a video on Scoot on the Air Substack. And if you haven't done it yet, download the Substack app. You'll find a lot of great stuff on there. A lot of journalists, a lot of names you know are going to be on there. I'm on there, and I post videos, and you can get a lot of news. It's a lot different from Facebook. They don't have the idiotic trolls that you find on Facebook. Now, there are a few, but it is generally void of the more intense, misinformed, idiotic fools that you find on Facebook. So that's on Substack. Download the Substack app, and then just search Scoot on the Air, and I invite you to become a subscriber, and please comment on the videos that I post. And I did post a video about this, that suddenly there's a big change there. So we'll talk about that this afternoon. And there have been some really powerful public service announcements supporting the release of the Epstein files, telling people to call their representatives on Capitol Hill and tell them to release the files. And it's the survivors in the Epstein case holding up pictures of them when they were underage and in situations where they were having sex with older men, in some cases with just downright old men. It's wrong. It's repulsive. It's disgusting. It's a lot of things. I'm concerned, as I say in the video on Substack, I'm concerned about the release of the files because I'm concerned that maybe something has happened, which is why the administration is suddenly for the release of the files. You know, why suddenly now? Oh, yeah. Okay, well, yeah, let's release them. I'm concerned that there might be something missing. Now, I don't know that Donald Trump did anything wrong. The country indicates that, most of the country, I think only 15% believe that Donald Trump did not know about what Jeffrey Epstein was up to. And the overwhelming majority of Americans, right and left, believe that they think Trump knew about what Jeffrey Epstein was doing with underage girls. Now, that doesn't mean that they believe he participated, but they believe that he knew what was going on. There's a legal expert, interestingly, who says that the president can order the release of the files with one phone call. So why the vote in the House? I wonder if that's to show America that there's widespread support for the release of the files and it's not just him. So I don't know. There's a lot that we don't know about this, and we'll figure it out. But I think the worst thing is that there have been people who are consciously trying to block the release of the files. And in doing so, they are really directly trying to protect pedophiles, rich old men having sex with underage girls. And they might not be old in terms of society in general, but they're old in terms of these young underage girls. And there should be no protection of these people. I don't care who it is. Nobody should support a leader that is a pedophile. And yet there are people who will. Substack posted a picture of a supporter of the president that said he doesn't care. He said, "I don't care if Trump is a pedophile." Maybe because the guy is a pedophile himself. I don't know. But I think that matters. I think it's just one of those things that matters. Does it matter in terms of running a country? Maybe not directly, but I just don't think our society should tolerate anybody that is a pedophile. That's just it's a horrible crime. So I'm sure we'll get into that this afternoon. And again, we're waiting for the House to vote on the release of the Epstein files. And then when the files are released, what is it exactly that we're going to learn? So you can tell we've got a lot going on. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Ian Hoke is our senior producer at the controls in the other studio. Good afternoon, sir.
And good afternoon to you too as well. Voting is underway, just over 10 minutes left to go. You know, they sometimes wait until kind of the last minute to ring in the last couple of votes. So, you know, it may be you know, we'll probably be well past our first commercial break by the time we actually get something known here. But
we'll find out. We'll find out pretty soon. I don't expect this to be so close that there would be another vote.
I mean, I don't
this
think
is, this
so
is
either.
The vote, right? I think they know.
I believe this is the vote. This is on the motion to suspend the rules and pass. I don't think it would be crazy to see as many as maybe 40 or 50 Republicans breaking rank to vote for this discharge petition. Yeah. But then it's going to go to the Senate, and who the hell knows what's going to happen there. So,
but then this legal expert, I'm reading an article that the president could actually just pick up the phone and with one phone call order the files released. So why the circus in the House?
Yeah, it's his Department of Justice. So ultimately, he could call Pam Bondi and say, hey, I would like for you to do this. And as long as there's not an active investigation or some other compelling legal reason not to do that, you would expect the attorney general to follow that order.
Or just because she follows his orders.
Yeah. Yes, I think that's probably correct. I think what's going to be interesting to see here is what's going to happen in the Senate. I think most people are understanding this measure is going to clear the House. I haven't heard very many Republican senators talking about what they expect to do with this package. I think they're trying to keep it as far away from themselves as possible until it's actually on their desk and people start sticking cameras and microphones in their faces and demanding an answer about what they expect to do with that. I don't even know when that vote may come up. But again, like I just mentioned, you know, the president has said, well, we're going to reopen investigations into Democrat ABC XYZ. Well, if the investigation is active, then you can't release the files, which is why the files weren't really released in the first place. I mean, you know, it's a day that ends in Y. So we got a dozen people on the text line asking, why didn't the Biden administration do this? There's a very simple answer.
Did these people not listen to our show? I mean, people who claim to listen all the time, it's convenient that they just don't hear what they don't want to hear because we've covered that extensively.
Like, here's a text message that says, Dems controlled everything for the last 4 years. Not true. Why didn't they clamor for the release then? Also, the Trump DOJ brought charges, never under Biden. Y'all sound so dumb. Y'all sound so dumb for not acknowledging the facts. A, number one, Democrats did not control everything for the last 4 years. B, number two, Elijah Cummings and his committee did ask for these files to be released much earlier than this. And the Trump DOJ did bring charges. They brought all the charges. There were no federal charges left to charge by the time Joe Biden took office, which is why he didn't do this. But Ghislaine Maxwell's trial conviction, that all happened during the Biden administration. I don't know if that moves the needle for you. But there's just an incredible amount of mental gymnastics happening out there right now. And it is our duty and responsibility to make sure come back into the reality-based community. It may be a little uncomfortable. It may be a little itchy. But like we said last week, this isn't about Republican, Democrat. This is about right and wrong. Yeah. There is moral clarity to be had here. You and I are going to seek for it, and you're either on mission or not.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're here to talk about the truth. And we talked about this many times. I talked about this when Biden was president. One of the reasons I think Biden didn't release the files is that he was trying to protect Democrats who were on the list. This was not something that just Republicans were involved in. Democrats were involved in this, too. And I think it's time for these presidents to stop protecting their own party and just let it out there. I don't care who it is. We need to know who's on the list. We need to know who are the men who had sex with underage girls. And if we don't know all of them, let's know as many as we can. But why? Okay, forget about Biden. If you're saying, well, why didn't Biden do it? What you're saying is, well, Trump's doing the same thing Biden's doing. Why don't you address the idea that Trump has not released the files? And again, I don't get into big political arguments anymore. But this is beyond politics. This is about protecting a pedophile. All right, we got to get to a break here. We're going to talk about this mostly in the next hour after we get the information about the House vote. But sometimes people push for a vote in the House knowing that it's not going to pass in the Senate. So they can vote for it, but they know it's not going to happen. And the president apparently can pick up a phone and just call Pam Bondi and say, release the files. Why is he not doing that? Why the circus on Capitol Hill? I don't know the answer to that, but it's worth talking about. And sometimes we will still continue to deal with politics, but I'm not going to get into any ridiculous heated arguments that are based on whataboutism or things that are based on misinformation. All right, so you have heard the list of some of the people who are going to be performing at Mardi Gras. I mean, it's that time of year when we're starting to get that information in. And the crew of Pygmalion is going to have Marshmello as a headliner. Marshmello is a DJ and a producer, and here is a song from Marshmello. Marshmello was part of this song called Happier. Also, you know, we're going to get to the conversation about the Epstein files and immigration, but I want to find out what's going on with Lane Kiffin's contract. Why is it so easy to hire a coach away from a school? Lane Kiffin has a contract that extends until 2031 at Ole Miss, but yet he's being talked about as LSU's next coach. So how does that happen? We'll talk to Doug Cinceri about that when we come back. I'm Scoot, Tuesday afternoon on
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
WWL. This is Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani. They're going to be at the Endymion Extravaganza this year, or actually next year, this Mardi Gras season. Such a cute couple, but I got to tell you, I still don't see them together. I still see them as kind of an odd couple, but you know, you never know what kind of connection two people make, and you might actually be in an odd couple yourself, and people look at you and your partner and think, well, what are they doing together? How did they get together? So it happens with a lot of people. But I just see her in a whole different area and Blake Shelton in a different area. But they connected on some level. But they're going to be great. That's going to be fun to see them. And I hope that they do some of No Doubt songs, some of the Gwen Stefani songs, in addition to Blake Shelton stuff. But they're going to be at the Endymion Extravaganza this coming Mardi Gras next year. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us. A nice, kind of warm Tuesday afternoon. And I just have this interesting question. Lane Kiffin, it's not like he's a total free agent. Lane Kiffin has a contract, I looked it up, has a contract with Ole Miss that goes until 2031. But the way they talk about these sports coaches, it's like they can go anywhere, anytime they want. Well, if that's the case, what good is the contract? You know, I'm sure Ole Miss doesn't want to lose Lane Kiffin, and if he's got a contract until 2031, how can he just leave? And then if Lane Kiffin leaves Ole Miss, John Summerall, head coach of the Tulane Green Wave, who's done a great job with them, he's being looked at as a replacement for Lane Kiffin at Ole Miss or possibly going to Auburn. And Auburn needs a good coach because it's been a long time since Auburn has been relative. So let's talk to our legal analyst, Doug Cinceri, who joins us on WWL. Doug, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scoot. How you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for your time. So look, Lane Kiffin has this contract till 2031. So how can they just steal him away from Ole Miss?
Well, basically leverage when he negotiated the contract. It basically locks Ole Miss to Lane if he wants to stay there, but it does allow for escape hatches if he wants to leave. And you can negotiate those contracts because of leverage. In other words, Lane Kiffin, when he signed his extension, Ole Miss wanted him bad enough where they're willing to make these concessions in order for him to stay. So it's basically a good negotiation is the identification of leverage and using it appropriately.
Yeah.
And so that's what he's done. And so it's basically unilateral, in meaning it goes one way, but it does allow the escape hatches for him to leave.
Are there contracts where somebody can't get out of it?
Yes, there are, and there would be buyouts. In other words, I'll give you history. In 1994, Jerry DiNardo left Vanderbilt, and he decided just to walk on the contract. And as a result, he had to pay, I think, a $450,000 buyout, and which was big at the time. It was huge at the time. And so he had to find a way, or actually in litigation, he had to settle that particular provision. So basically, depending on how the contract's written, but they will have provisions in there stating if you leave prior to the expiration of the contract, this is how much it's going to cost you to get out this contract.
And you would not think that Lane Kiffin would have a buyout in his contract, so it won't cost LSU to get Lane Kiffin away from Ole Miss if that's the way it's going to work out.
That's right. Nick Saban started that at Alabama. When he renegotiated his contract at Alabama, who has the same agent as Lane Kiffin, as Jimmy Sexton, he negotiated that Alabama, Alabama was tied into him, but he wasn't tied into Alabama, and he could leave at any time without a buyout. So again, if the school wants you bad enough, you can ask Brian Kelly. They gave Brian Kelly basically almost 90% guaranteed 10-year contract because that's what it would take to lure him from Notre Dame. And so there's probably going to be a similar type contract for Lane Kiffin that's going to lure him from Ole Miss if he decides to come to LSU.
Yeah, it's really fascinating because they talk about these coaches like they have no contracts, and I know they've got contracts, but if you've got the power when it comes to negotiation, you've got the clout. If they want you, then you can get that in your contract. And so Lane Kiffin is protected at Ole Miss. In other words, Ole Miss can't just fire Lane Kiffin and bring in a new coach, but Lane Kiffin is free to go somewhere else if he wants to.
If he is fired without cause, they would have provisions where he would have to be paid out in some form or fashion for the remainder of his contract or a percentage of it. There are some mitigation, to work to mitigate. There's termination with cause, which Brian Kelly is going through right now. But for the most part, if he's terminated without cause, they have to pay this out. And there's probably almost $200 million of buyouts that are being negotiated based on fired coaches this year.
Wow.
Because, yes.
All right. So with Brian Kelly and this with cause firing, it seems like LSU's looking for a way to technically fire him with cause. Isn't that kind of easy to do, or without cause? Isn't that easy to do in Louisiana?
Well, it's written in Louisiana, we're at will state, but if you have a written contract for a specific period of time, then you have to abide by those terms. And basically, he was terminated after having a deficient season, but what LSU is trying to do is they're trying to do contortions, their attorneys are, to find a reason for cause so that they can negotiate down the remainder of the buyout, which is $54 million. So they're trying to get an argument, because if you have an argument that could survive maybe the initial stages of the litigation, it would lower the value of the claim.
Mm-hmm.
So what they're trying to do is, and I don't think they'll be successful, they're doing these contortions to say, well, Brian Kelly may have done something 3 years ago, and so therefore we're going to provide you a notice that's one of the reasons he's being terminated, and therefore we may or may not have to pay out the remainder of the contract. And they're doing that as a salvo, shooting the first shot over the bow, saying, we're not going to pay this whole thing out, and we want you to negotiate with us. If not, we'll let the court sort it out. And there's probably some things both parties don't want to be exposed.
Mm-hmm.
And so, therefore, you want to protect your brand, Brian Kelly. LSU wants to protect its brand, so let's come to a settlement.
Yeah, you could do a lot of contortions for $54 million.
Well, you have nothing to lose, first of all, because you're on the hook for a lot of money. So if you could skim off $10 or $15 million, based on that allegation of cause, or maybe saying, look, if you're going to get the money, we're going to, you know, there might be some embarrassing information that you wouldn't want the public to know, that maybe that's worth it to you to maintain your brand. And also, too, he could go ahead and get another job and not have to, you know, have LSU mitigate their payment out based on how much he's making, you know, doing another job.
Yeah. They're probably going to wait till the end of the season to make that that announcement of a new coach. I would think that Frank Wilson's just going to finish out this season.
Right. Yeah, I think so. I think, and it's been reported that Ole Miss is going to tell Lane Kiffin to, I'll use crude terms, to go to the bathroom or get off the pot by November 28th. And because we can't be living in this state of uncertainty.
Right.
So I think it's going to be driven to a conclusion within 2 weeks. And, I mean, it would be, you know, ironic if he left for LSU or Florida and he couldn't coach his team through the playoffs. And that was, you know, before Lane Kiffin came to Ole Miss, that was unthinkable that Ole Miss would be a national contender.
Yeah. Well, and that's why he's in this position. What do you think his contract might end up being for in terms of dollars?
I think between $15 and $20 million.
A year.
Yeah, a year, yes. Yeah. And a lot of it's, most of it's going to be guaranteed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of money. I mean, that money, you know, that's a lot of money in Baton Rouge. You know, that amount of money in like L.A. or New York, it doesn't go as far as in Baton Rouge.
LSU is not a well-endowed university. They're just not there compared to, you know, the East Coast schools and some of the West Coast. It is... You know, I guess it's priorities, and you know, maybe the people who do have money have the priorities that this is, you know, what they want to allocate their money for. But yeah, it's tough. Now, here's also too, like with the Brian Kelly thing, you know, whether you spend $35, $40, $45 million buying it out, that's $45 million less that's not accessible to improving your program.
Right.
That's just to keep you afloat. It doesn't necessarily, you know, you're sort of treading water. So it does have an opportunity cost. And, you know, you just better be sure that you dot every I and cross every T and turn every stone, you know, to determine whether this is the right guy, because you're going to be investing a lot into him.
Yeah, well, they thought that with Brian Kelly, and that was a bust. And then, you know, here Tulane's got a great coach in John Summerall, and it looks like he may be going to Ole Miss or Auburn or Florida or somewhere else. So, you know, it's sad that, you know, some schools get a really great coach and they just can't keep them if they're good coaches. Like Willie Fritz took off to Houston.
Well, that'll always be a challenge because you have Tulane historically had Larry Smith, who was a great coach, who went on to coach USC. You had Mack Brown. You had, you've had Tommy Bowden, who went to Clemson. You've got Willie Fritz, and now you've got John Summerall. So Tulane's challenge is to find who's going to be the next, you know, Mack Brown, who's going to be the next John Summerall.
Yeah.
Keep them for 2 or 3 years and then worry about it again, because if they're leaving, it means they're winning.
Yeah.
Nobody wants your losing coach.
That's
so,
right.
So that's their challenge, to find someone every 3 or 4 years to...
Doug,
continue.
thanks for clearing this up for us. Doug Cicerelli,
right,
with All Things Legal here on WWL every weekend, so check in with him. And Doug, thanks for your expertise.
All right, have a wonderful weekend.
Yeah, thank you too. All right, so things are a little clearer now. So, breaking news, the House has voted to release the Epstein files, so we'll be talking about that this afternoon. I'm Scoot, we'll be right back on WWL.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
WWL. All right, we're running late this afternoon. We've got breaking news, and the breaking news is that the House has voted to release the Epstein files. What happens in the Senate? Well, we don't know. Do you know what the vote was in the House? The vote was 427-1. Do you know who the one Republican was who voted to not release the Epstein files? From Louisiana, Clay Higgins. Yeah, that is really not a surprise. Clay Higgins, I mean, he's that kind of guy. My question is, what does Clay Higgins have in his life that makes him vote no on a vote to expose pedophiles? I mean, look, Clay, dude, you can't be mad at us for asking a question. And I just wonder what it is that's going on in your life that caused you to be a standout and to vote no. Because you voted no to release the Epstein files, which means you want to protect pedophiles. You don't want information released that would expose pedophiles. So what is it in your life or in your mentality that causes you to want to protect pedophiles? Because that's the way I see it. And, you know, Clay Higgins is known for having some just really right-wing, radical, wacky ideas. And so if there was going to be one person who would vote no to release the files, it would be somebody like Clay Higgins.
I couldn't be certain that this was an ideological decision that he made. As you know, no disrespect to the congressman. There's a few crayons short of a full box. He might have just hit the wrong button. He might have just hit no when he meant to hit yes. I wouldn't put it past
him. Then he should come forward and say that.
Yeah.
Yes. I made a mistake. Because the alternative is not pretty. I mean, what you're saying is that the coals are on, but there's nothing on the grill.
That's exactly right. A few fries short of a Happy Meal.
Clay Higgins, the only one to vote no to release the Epstein files. So what is it about Clay Higgins that causes him to want to protect pedophiles? All right, we got to get to another break here, but we're going to catch up, and we'll be right back. If you're on hold, stay with us. We will get to your calls, and we also have some texts to get to. We're going to continue this conversation since this is breaking news this afternoon, and one thing I love about our show is, you know, we're on at a time when we can respond instantly to breaking news, and our show is structured so that, you know, we don't have scheduled guests all the time, so we can just respond instantly. So, yeah, you've got a chance to talk about this. The Epstein files are going to be released, at least according to the House vote. Now, we still have to wait for the Senate vote. Also, we're going to be talking about Lane Kiffin as the probable replacement for Brian Kelly, and also the 300 ICE agents that are heading to New Orleans searching for illegal immigrants here. That's going to be coming up in a couple of weeks. So all of that still to come on the show this afternoon. We've got a lot to get to. I'm Scoot. I'm glad you're with us on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, it was on this day in 1994 that jazz singer and flashy dresser and band leader Cab Calloway passed away. He was 86 years old. This was one of his classics, Heidi Heidi Ho Man. Also did Minnie the Moocher. He was a character. Cab Calloway passed away on this day in 1994. All right, I'm Scoot. Breaking news, House votes to release the Epstein files. So what happens now?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.